Indiana University students continue to ask the university to implement new initiatives to help support undocumented students. Reporter Jessica De La Cruz brings us this story about UndocuHoosiers Bloomington and its effort to protect undocumented students. We have changed the name of one source in this story. The source, identified here as Tori Santos, is an undocumented student. This story airs as part of a partnership between WFHB and a community journalism class at the IU Media School taught by Professor Michael Conway.
Since the beginning of President Trump's administration, there has been fear among undocumented communities. For students in college, the fear varies from not being able to attend school anymore or even being separated from their families. Second-year PhD student and UndocuHoosier Bloomington member Tori Santos says she fears that the DACA program might be removed by the current president.
My siblings right now have DACA, so the biggest thing with them is they're scared that, at any moment, that it'll be taken away because it is an executive order. So it's, you know, Congress doesn't need to approve whether the president decides to get rid of that executive order or not.
DACA, also known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, was an executive order implemented by President Obama in 2012. This order protected certain individuals who were brought to the U.S. as children from deportation in increments of 2 years at a time. Santos' older sister works at a stock market firm, while her brother is a paramedic. If the DACA program were to be removed, her siblings would lose their employment authorization and would not be able to work in the U.S. According to La Casa director Lillian Casillas, there are currently 11 DACA students enrolled at IU Bloomington. DACA recipients are eligible to pay in-state tuition.
The fear that also DACA being able to claim in-state tuition, which, you know, is still very expensive, but it's half, you know, going from 40-some thousand to 20-some thousand.
For DACA recipient Melissa Cardenas, a junior at IUPUI, the program has helped her pursue a higher education. Although DACA allows students to work, it does not make them eligible to receive federal or state funding to pay for their education.
Going to college was my idea. It was something that was really expected of the family. But once I started applying, I knew that I had to keep in mind the price and stuff, because being DACA, like, you don't get a lot of federal, you don't get any federal aid. And it's really weird to get scholarships sometimes coming out of high school.
Cardenas was born in Tala, Jalisco, in Mexico. She was brought to the United States when she was 4 years old because her dad got a job here.
We stayed because we had great opportunities.
According to Cardenas, her biggest difficulty as a DACA recipient has been finding scholarships to fund her education. But at IUPUI, she has felt supported by the school and has oftentimes received help looking for scholarships she qualifies for. The UndocuHoosiers Bloomington is a student group that formed to support the needs of undocumented students concerning education or immigration matters. UndocuHoosiers Bloomington member, freshman Olivia Rusk, explains the group's aim to assist in any way necessary.
The main goal is to make undocumented students and people as a whole be able to be safe and not have the fears that are being faced right now in the community.
The organization fundraises money to put towards scholarships for undocumented students and a fund for legal services. Other fears among the immigrant community is the fear of removal from the country. Santos' family is of mixed status, meaning that some members of her family are U.S. citizens and some are undocumented.
It's scary to think about, like, if my parents were deported or if my siblings were, then I would be, like, the one to take care of my younger siblings here.
Santos joined UndocuHoosiers Bloomington in order to advocate for undocumented students to ensure they are getting the resources necessary to attend college and to graduate. Earlier in the spring, UndocuHoosiers Bloomington hosted events for a week, calling it UndocU Students Week.
The main goal was really to bring awareness to these issues, to the issues that undocumented people face, not only like on campuses, but outside of the university.
The organization ended their week of awareness with a rally by the Sample Gates. At the end of the rally, they delivered a petition to the university with the request of a new staff position. As the school year closes, Santos hopes the goals of the organization remain the same.
I hope that we continue to push for Sanctuary Campus, or at least some type of statement from the university that says that they're supportive of undocumented students, and not just, like, brush it over like they have in recent emails.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Jessica Dela Cruz.
That story airs on WFHB as part of a partnership between WFHB and a community journalism class at the IU Media School.